It's a letter full of big words with unpronounceable names. Grassy Narrows wants to know what it means to the health of its people. The First Nation, just north of Kenora, requested the provincial government test the tap water in the community. Now, they were concerned that mercury contamination from 50 years earlier has seeped into their drinking water. Instead, they got a report that listed several disinfectant byproducts, or DPPs, in the water. The report also noted that these disinfectant byproducts could cause cancer. Randy Phobister is a First Nations counselor at Grassy Narrows. He explains how that report led to a state of emergency.
We're very familiar about the mercury situation we have. Even that mercury itself is a very powerful, poison. Now these are added ones now in our tap water. So that was, a very huge concern in our tap water. And we just said enough is enough. We need answers. We need clear, direct answers. We've had a boil water advisory for about a year. And the main question we want to know for our community, even after boiling the water, is it still safe to drink? Can hot temperatures take out this DPB? And those are, we need to know those clear answers. And there's no response from the federal government yet. That was the reason for declaring the emergency. Enough is enough. We're not going to wait anymore. We've been asking questions. We've been asking federal government to pass, to upgrade our water treatment plant. And we're not going to, the people are not going to drink this toxic water another day. We're not going to wait around, for another 2 years, 10 years, to find out these answers. We did order a truckload of bottled water from Winnipeg. And we are going to deliver this water house to house until we get to, our questions answered. If it takes another year, then we'll do the system, deliver bottled water. In the meantime, the ANSI, INAC, they're going to have to fit the bill on the water delivery. And our finance estimated $50,000 a month. That's how much, a delivery every week. We have 240 homes. They're going to have clean water. They're going to drink from there, and they'll cook water.
Now, that is Randy Phobister, First Nations Counselor, Grassy Narrows. Phobister says it would be more cost-effective for government to upgrade the water treatment plant instead of paying for bottled water. For its part, Health Canada says it provides quarterly water testing for First Nations, but it's up to chiefs and councils to determine when boil water advisories are put in place.